There's something for every sports fan on CBSLocalSports.com. Watch live radio shows and original video programming like pregame playlists and player style files that gives fans a locker room perspective on their favorite teams and players.
Go as hard as I can for as long as I can.
Well, I've yet to be beaten.
There are a number of people who call me the smartest man in baseball.
Read national articles from some of the best writers in the country. Catch up on the latest from the sports world and never miss a thing with CBS Local Sports. Visit CBSLocalSports.com today. There's something for every sports fan on CBSLocalSports.com. Watch live radio shows and original video programming like pregame playlists and player style files that gives fans a locker room perspective on their favorite teams and players.
Go as hard as I can for as long as I can.
Well, I've yet to be beaten.
There are a number of people who call me the smartest man in baseball.
Read national articles from some of the best writers in the country. Catch up on the latest from the sports world and never miss a thing with CBS Local Sports. Visit CBSLocalSports.com today.
Is your restaurant using the best point-of-sale system available? I'm Joe Flynn, owner of PDQ Signature Systems. If your restaurant doesn't have online ordering, delivery mapping, or a customer rewards program, you need PDQ. Whether you're casual or fine dining or quick service with delivery, if you want happy customers, you need PDQ. Your costs will go down, your revenue will go up. Visit PDQ today at PDQPOS.com. That's PDQPOS.com. If your favorite restaurant doesn't have online ordering, tell them to visit PDQPOS.com.
Sox, Cubs, and Blackhawks. We cover them all. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. We are Chicago's original sports talk station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Scoreboard update.
And from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Wayne Randazzo. Wolves home Friday at 7, Sunday at 4 at Allstate Arena. ChicagoWolves.com. Blackhawks fell to the Canucks last night. 5-4 at United Center, an overtime loss for the Hawks. Patrick Kane, a goal and two assists. Marian Hossa scored twice. Chris Versteeg returned, and credits Hossa for bringing the Hawks back.
I think we had a lot of good looks throughout the game, and for whatever reason, it didn't go in. But Hossa, the way he's playing right now, is pretty amazing. So, for him basically single-handedly bringing you back into a game is pretty amazing, and too bad we didn't finish it off for him.
Blackhawks lose in the overtime thanks to Daniel Sedin's goal. Corey Crawford, 31 saves. Hawks host New Jersey tomorrow. Big one for the Bulls tonight as they take on the Cavs at United Center. Last game before the All-Star break. Bulls third in the East, Cleveland fourth. Jimmy Butler out because of a shoulder strain. Won't participate in the All-Star Skills Challenge, but may still play in the All-Star game. Kevin Love, injured right eye, may not play tonight either. He is 50-50. College hoops on the score tonight. Illinois against Michigan. A report that Revonte Rice could be back for the Illini tonight. Coverage starts at 7:30 on the score. Football, Tampa releases former Bears quarterback Josh McCown. Baseball, James Shields confirms it was down to the Cubs and Padres for his final decision. He chose San Diego, 4 years, $75 million, over the Cubs' offer of 3 years and $60 million. This scoreboard update brought to you by Cassidy Tire and Service, CassidyTire.com. Blackhawks coverage on the score brought to you by Bud Light, the official beer of the Chicago Blackhawks. Bud Light, the perfect beer for whatever happens. I'm Wayne Randazzo. You're listening to the number one sports radio station in Chicago, Sports Radio 670 The Score, 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Thank you, Wayne Randazzo. Nice to have you here for a little baseball talk and some updates as well. Thanks to our guests, Dan Durkin from The Score, David Schuster from The Score, and there for a moment, impromptu-wise, Chuck Garfine, as he and Patrick Mattingly will agree to share the glue. Jay Zawoski, Nick Shepkowski, Adam Harris are the producers. Brian Gersh to the video stream at Watch 670 The Score, and he does it well. Eric Domingo, that's fun to say, was the intern. Tomorrow, Hub Arkish will join us. Adrian Wojnarowski from Yahoo Sports will join us. And Mark Rolfing will join us.
Get his take on Tiger Woods and his stepping away from golf right now.
Yes.
Okay, I didn't know that name. All right.
Rolfing is
Mark Rolfing is the NBC commentator, the guy that walks behind the ropes with all the players and comments on
Gotcha.
The shots.
Good. Good.
He's their lead guy.
Good talker. Good talker, mm-hmm. too. So we'll talk about the Tiger stuff with him. But right now, we hand it over to Boers and Bernstein. Guys, it's quite a week for the loss of coaches that were elemental to when I fell in love with basketball, for Dean Smith and Jerry Tarkanian. That's my basketball youth right there. Some of it.
Yeah, that's my basketball covering. I was gonna say, I feel bad now.
For me, Dean Smith was one of the first coaches I covered and had an opportunity to be around that program an awful lot. And I think it was that was the heyday of the ACC coaches when you're thinking Kremins, Valvano, Krzyzewski. I mean, it was really it was something at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, and I learned later about Dean Smith. It's just as I learned later to appreciate Jerry Tarkanian for different reasons.
You know, it's funny you should say that because of all the people I've written about over these many years that we've talked about in the station, but I'm just talking about the writing stuff, okay? If I had to do it all over again, and there's not many guys I would say this for, because I, you know, generally when I write it, I feel that way 30 years later, okay? I'm just that kind of dude, and things may have changed. I am really sorry for some of the stuff I wrote about Tark.
It's interesting because, really because Terry, he was... now that we know what we do about the NCAA, he was right about a lot of things.
Yeah, that's what I found. Yeah, I mean, I realized it much too late after the column was gone and I was here. And I said early on here, when the station started, I don't know what we were talking about. I said, yeah, I'd like to take some of that back. But, you know, it was too late. I mean, I already wrote it and gave him hell. And, you know, I never really wrote one that didn't give him hell. So I that's the one guy. I can't think of anybody else over there. I was thinking last night. Somebody else I said something about I wish I could take back.
Hmm.
And not really, not in the moment, but Tark, absolutely.
What happened to me was I got to spend some time around guys who played for him or who were recruited by him, almost played for him, and really was able to appreciate their perspective about what he meant to them. Lloyd Daniels, Jarvis Baznight, Mark Wade, and heard about their relationship with him and... It really opened my eyes to what college basketball for these guys really was. Not the fairy tale of college basketball, but the reality of what it meant, of what he was trying to do for them.
Oh, especially the kind of guys that he was targeting and wanting to give chances to.
Right, and I hearing it from their perspective and the way they talked about him and saying that nobody really understands what he thinks his mission is, what he's trying to do, where he didn't care about the NCAA. He actually did think that he could win basketball games while trying to give chances to some kids who were fundamentally good but hadn't really gotten a fair shot.
You know, I guess both those guys, to me, Terry, were like, they were constants. By the time I got conscious of college basketball and I was loving Dick Vitale because I was the right age for it, you know?
Yeah.
It's like those guys had already been around for a long time. They were constants and they would stay around until well into and past in my college years, you know, they just were always there. And those Vegas teams, man, God,
that's something.
They were fun.
That's a something.
That Augman, Larry Johnson, Anderson Hunt team and those guys.
Greg Anthony.
Oh, God, just way too much fun. And you knew it was just a different animal that you were watching. And,
yeah, that was the team that was 34-0 into Indianapolis and Duke beat them. I they beat him after because I believe that Greg Anthony fouled out because when he fouled out, it was like 4.5 minutes left or something. They didn't know what to do. They were sort of lost without him, you know, running the thing for him, and they lost the game. But
well, and Duke was hitting stupid shots too. Remember
Greg Kubek, I'm well aware of
that. That's the only way you were going to beat him.
Brian Davis throws one off of the cushioning on the bottom of the basket and somehow spins in. Come on.
Bunch of stuff. That's how you get beat though. When you you know your floor general gets thrown out too many fouls and they were legit most of them. I'm not sure about the last one even to this day, but I did. I will say this: when they played Duke, I always rooted for UNLV. That's the one and only time that I got my satisfaction with a 30-point. Not so much the next year.
No,
not so much.
You know,
we talked
to Greg Anthony about it. I still have the T-shirt that was sold. You know, the Bryant Center walkway, and people would sell T-shirts there and by the Student Center there, and it says UNLV versus Duke, scholars versus scumbags.
Really,
it was a very popular T-shirt. Yeah. And it was funny because we mentioned to Greg Anthony because he himself was in the T-shirt business at the time as a student. And he said, oh, I wish I would have thought of that. He said, that's good business if you're selling it, Duke.
We would have traded it for a hooker.
That's right.
I had to take a shot. Ollie's down.
He'll be fine.
Yeah, he'll be fine. He's got a hooker. He'll be fine. It does mean, though, that we get Raftery for the final four, man.
Yes.
We get Raftery. Onions!
Terry hates Raftery.
Oh! How do you hate Raftery?
Oh, my God. He annoys me like no man alive. Plus, he's a penis.
I've not heard that. I've not had any personal dealings.
I've had decent interactions with him. He's a great hotel bar guy. Great storyteller.
I like really drunk hotel bar guys.
Oh, yes. That's hotel bar guy. Sager.
He is.
Sager is the best.
Sager's great.
Oh,
yep.
Phenomenal.
Yep.
I'm not sorry.
Careful, you're
said
about to tell a story. Looking at your face, I'm like, what's coming? No, okay. That one I'm going to tell you off air. Well, you can share that with me.
Pat Kennedy, Hall of Famer. Absolute hotel bar, first team, first ballot Hall of Famer. The best.
I'll give you one. Matt Sinatra. Phenomenal hotel bar guy. Absolutely.
There was a time back in the day when I would have John Paxson on one of those lists too. When he'd hang out with us and tell stories.
A couple drinks and the stories flow.
Oh, but he's just a fun guy.
He's really a good guy though. That's the thing now about this whole Bulls thing.
Hmm. Yeah.
I really like Paxson half for a long time, and his thing doesn't seem still in the right direction to me. Mm-mm. This last couple of games, I'm not really encouraged by any of it because I think the bigger picture is a lot worse.
Well, yeah, I mean, you can't draw anything from the Pelicans without Davis. That Pelicans got clobbered, by 33 by Indiana? No.
And the Thibs thing is bad. I'm really starting to sense all this national stuff. It's not out of town.
Yeah, I got
stupid.
A bunch of quotes that I hadn't seen from him before, and he's really quite the...
It's both directions.
Yeah.
I really will not be surprised if this thing blows up
after the season. No, I'll get a shot. Through the season. But
yes. Yeah. After the season, I think that will be a different story.
That might be best for all parties. If the guys are done listening to them and that's not working, it's not healthy.
It's too bad.
Upstairs. Then it's time to move on.
Hotel bar guy draft is being suggested on tech. I wonder what Madden's going to be like for Cubs media on the road and stuff like that.
No, I don't know. Does that. I don't know.
I don't know.
Lee Steinberg was one.
He did it at the Brawl Wall.
You know who's great? Do you remember the college basketball broadcaster? I know he does some Southern regional stuff. He used to do some NCAA tournament stuff. Craig Bowlerjack?
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Fabulous. Like impersonations characters and stories.
Have you caught any of Dave Pasch and Bill Walton together? Have you caught any of this stuff that's been going on?
No.
It's weird.
They did 3 minutes on Bob Dylan last night. I don't even know why it came up and how it came up. They just did 3 minutes on Bob Dylan in the middle of a basketball game.
The older he gets, the further out Walton gets.
Yeah, he does.
I saw one exchange from him, what was about 3 weeks ago? Where Walton was so weird
about showering outside.
What?
And also, Walton was, I guess, lecturing Pasch because Pasch is a young Earth creationist.
Correct.
Yes, no, I know.
That's right. That's what he was doing.
So that's why the Clash makes it like.
And members of the Clash. He thinks that like man weird. And dinosaurs were there together. The fossil record is phony.
Police on my back for the Clash song.
It's like the Carl Everett stuff. It's really bizarre.
Yeah. So they're an odd mix. All right. Well, I heard some of you guys yesterday, and then we had a chance to talk about it today. Just the absolute failure in a teachable moment, in an opportunity to really show kids how to deal with something.
Ongoing, too. Yeah. Getting worse.
Oh, yeah. That
rhymes
that,
on you.
Well, that press conference made it a hell of a lot worse, and it was just so disappointing. And to use the kids as shields and what among the things they're learning, take your young sympathetic people and use them to help you get your agenda across.
Right. It's cheat when you get caught, cry about it and point fingers, and then create an alternate universe where it never happened and just pretend it never happened.
Yeah.
I mean, this is the
mayor on him.
This is the, well, the problem
well,
is.
Well, he's in an election year. He's paying.
Right. Well, he needs the votes.
Terry, does this remind you of an episode of The Good Wife?
It does.
You see, because you got all of this classically Chicago, cynical, oily, the timing of this in a mayoral race when they're all groveling for the black vote.
That's what
he's
doing.
Whatever they can do to grovel for the black vote.
Yep.
And the fact that it might even work.
I hate this thing.
I hate it, hate it, hate it.
Hate it.
And how about members of the media? How about some of these TV reporters?
Oh.
Stop interviewing the kids.
Yes. Leave the kids alone.
They're reading from Jesse's talking points
now. They're putting the kids out there.
First, the kids are a pawn of the coaches to aggrandize themselves. Then they're political pawns. They're social pawns. It's awful. It's awful on every level.
The players are talking for the Illinois District 4 Administrator Michael Kelly. They're talking for Ann and Bill Haley. They shouldn't be talking for them. Those people are the ones that should be talking.
Yes.
And you know, we're going to have Eldon Ham on today just to look at what any potential merits of this lawsuit, because I guess Jesse's having another press conference at 2 o'clock.
Right.
They're going to announce their intent to sue. On what grounds, I have absolutely no idea.
Yeah.
And why they want to spend money on that.
You know, our guy Vandy, who's very active with the Catholic Church, texted and said that Father Flager is the Jim Belushi of the Chicago Archdiocese. Says that's a guy, Catholic eyes roll every time the media trots him out as some kind of de facto spokesperson, and he's disgusted and embarrassed.
Dan had a good one yesterday, Father Tressman, because he didn't know anything was going on, but he doesn't like it.
You know what? I didn't see any of that.
I didn't hear any of that.
It was a Batacola's line. He whispered it in my ear.
Oh my God, that's what he was.
Oh, good for you. You got to give that up every once in a while. You know, I know we're all talk show hosts because our friends say the soft part in the back of the room and we scream it out.
Lord, part of the job.
Lord knows. That's how we got here. But still, yeah, that was a distressing moment. All right, boys, have a great show. Have fun.
We have Reggie Thea is coming up in a few minutes. Talk about Tark.
Cool. That's very cool. Enjoy it. All right, have a great show. Pat and I back tomorrow for one more ride.
And Pat, love you.
Yeah, I won't talk to you tomorrow.
Yep. That's right. I'm off tomorrow. I'm off to see the Wizard.
Well, we will see you around.
You got it, Pat.
All right.
A final go around tomorrow. Play the set music. Have a great day, everybody.
There's more Boars and Bernstein on the way on 670 The Score.
This is John Feinstein, and this is a CBS Sports Minute. To steal a line from Sports Illustrated, this week's sign that the apocalypse is upon us. We now have a Little League Baseball scandal that isn't about someone falsifying his age, but is about what appears to be a conspiracy to create a team of ringers. The Jackie Robinson West Little League team from Chicago was forced Wednesday to vacate the victories that had made it the U.S. champion at last summer's Little League World Series. The reason this came about, according to those who run Little League Baseball, is because the Robinson team used players who didn't live within the boundaries of the league they represented. In other words, since the team didn't appear to be good enough, those running it went and found players who weren't eligible to be on the team based on where they lived and put them on the team anyway. Call it what you want. Very simply, that's cheating with 12-year-olds. I'm John Feinstein.
I dipped tobacco for 18 years, and now that scares me. I used to do it after hockey games or on long car rides, then it became a habit. I never used to pay much attention to the potential side effects, but now I'm older, with a family, now I need to. I still have the urges, but these days I pack naturally with Jake's Mint Chew. It's non-nicotine, tobacco-free, made of USDA-certified organic mint. Jake's is long cut, holds well, has good flavor, and helps me avoid going for my chew tobacco. I've turned my friends on to Jake's, and I'm recommending it to you. Go to jakesmintchew.com. Chew healthy, chew mint.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called Pay for Performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-2412. 800-821-2412.
Perhaps when you think cruise, you'd imagine staged entertainment, excessive dining, dressy attire, and stops in only a few major ports. Hurtigruten is none of that. On board our smaller ships, you're in good company with like-minded, active, inquisitive travelers. Norway's celebrated Hurtigruten route includes over 1,000 miles of stunning coastline. Find your voyage today by calling 855-370-2651. On a Hurtigruten voyage, you don't just visit Norway, you become part of it. Call 855-370-2651 today.
Remember when you swore you'd never get married, never have 4 bedrooms and a minivan, and never have twins? We're having twins? And then never happens and becomes the things you never want to be without. For all the nevers you now want to last forever, State Farm is there to help protect them with everything from life insurance to college savings and more. And that's the difference between just having insurance and having a State Farm agent. To find a State Farm agent near you, call 1-800-STATE-FARM or visit statefarm.com.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of InSphere Insurance Solutions Incorporated, licensed insurance agency in all states. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state. An important message for Americans eligible for Medicare. The annual enrollment period is now open. Health Markets Insurance Agency can help you find the right plan for you with one simple free phone call. The deadline is December 7th. Call now, 800-825-0732, 800-825-0732, 800-825-0732.
Premiering CBS Wednesday, March 4th, in the world of cybercrime, it takes the best.
I'm Special Agent Avery Ryan.
To catch the worst.
I work crimes that start in the mind, live online, and play out in the real world.
From the creators of the most successful crime franchise comes the next generation of CSI.
FBI!
Academy Award nominee Patricia Arquette, James Vanderbeek.
This is just the beginning.
CSI Cyber, premieres CBS Wednesday, March 4th.
CBS Friday, America's bosses are going back undercover.
Oh, man, this is hard work.
To meet their workers.
When I help people, it helps me.
And change their lives.
He gonna give me the hole.
New bosses.
I believe in you.
New inspirational stories.
You've changed my life so much.
You've changed mine.
The Emmy Award-winning Undercover Boss.
These tears of joy right here.
Friday, only CBS.
CBS Friday.
I am a New York City cop who was asked to be the commissioner.
Blue Bloods is inspiring.
We'll do everything we can to find out who did this.
Daring.
Make a choice, right or wrong.
Riveting.
He killed a cop!
In my job, you need to prove it.
Moving.
Being the top cop comes with a lot of sacrifices.
See why millions of viewers spend Friday night with the Reagans.
I'm thankful for four generations of this family, safe and sound.
Blue Bloods, Friday, only CBS.
CBS Monday.
Surprise!
Spend some time with Mike and Molly.
Where you been all day?
It's your mother's.
I thought that was where fun went to die.
America's favorite couple.
A romantic little story about two people who meet in Chicago.
Aw, that's us.
Oh, God, no.
And there's more laughs.
You're like a boxer.
Because I want to punch you in the face?
Than ever before.
That's the world I want to live in.
Don't miss Mike and Molly.
Oh, it's going to be so great.
CBS Monday.
High-tech toys to exciting games and fetish items for couples. Lover's Lane has the ultimate playful and enticing Valentine gift ideas. So, ignite the fun and romance in your Valentine's life with a gift of passion from Lover's Lane.
Because great customers deserve a great rate. Information available at pnc.com/save more. Saturday, join 670 The Score and Keith Van Horn live from the Toyota Sports Corner at the 2015 Chicago Auto Show at McCormick Place from 1 to 3 p.m. Stop by to check out the full lineup of exciting new Toyotas like the all-new Corolla, the all-new Camry, and the all-new Toyota Highlander. Brought to you by Toyota. Let's go places.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This are brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards.
Boars and Bernstein.
Gary, you there?
Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Only here.
The Score.
And every pleasant good afternoon. Going to make you several promises for the next 4.5 hours or thereabouts. We're going to do the best we can to keep you informed, entertained. Oh, perhaps I have a laugh or two along the way. Loud and persistent rapping at someone's back door. Nobody will allow us to stop. And this is radio's best combination of...
embarrassing, atrocious, despicable, pathetic, asinine.
Mm-hmm. I'm Terry Boers.
And I'm Dan Bernstein. Reggie Theus will join us at the bottom of the hour at 2 o'clock. Eldon Ham, the Score's legal expert, will break down whatever this pending lawsuit is going to be, against whom, to prove what. Matt Miller at 2:30 will talk about the upcoming NFL Combine. Steve Ashburner on the Bulls and the NBA at 3. Second half at 3:30. 5 o'clock today.
Hey, buddy.
We will do...
good luck with your first crap.
Who are you crapping?
And then Jim Phillips at 5:30 will...
busy today.
...talk some Northwestern with us, some basketball, some football, some things. And...
and?
We are giving away... the giveaways are beginning today. We have 2 player entries... into the 2015 Charity Poker Championship to benefit the One Step Camp Kids, the One Step Programs, Children's Oncology Services. If you are a poker player and you want this chance to try to win the grand prize, which is presented by Robert W. Baird, and that is the entry into the World Series of Poker main event in Las Vegas. You have to be listening between now and 6 o'clock. We're in the final push. We're a week away, one week away. And if you haven't signed up yet, get that done. Don't forget, because there's always a late push within this final week. So go to onestepcamp.org. Got to be listening if you want to win. 312-644-6767 is the number. WSCR, the score. Email us at Boers and Bernstein at 670thescore.com. That's where you listen.
Yeah!
We're streaming 670thescore.com.
Texting
at 67011. Texts on the score are presented by thehomeloanexpert.com. You text, we reply. Message and data rates may apply. On Twitter, at Boers_Bernstein. You can follow me at Dan_Bernstein. There's BoersandBernstein.com, and there's the Audio Roadshow application for your mobile device. It includes the 10 Seconds of Glory question, which today is this. What should Jesse Jackson be doing instead of inserting himself in the Jackie Robinson West story? Our producers today are Matt Abaticola.
Legendary former UNLV coach Jerry Tarkanian passed away at the age of 84 degrees.
What? Oh boy. Well, I love Matt Abaticola, and I'm glad he's reunited with our guy.
Legendary former UNLV coach Jerry Tarkanian passed away at the age of 84 degrees.
Wow.
Interesting.
Interesting. I'll have to check that out with my science man.
Hmm.
What that means.
Chris Tannehill.
What gave you the edge through the end of the game?
Well, we just defended. And made enough baskets to get a lead and then made our free throws.
Total team effort for you guys tonight. How does it feel to see these guys step up going down the stretch in the SEC?
Well, we beat a good team. And A&M's got a good team. And so we leave here feeling good about how we played.
Thanks, Coach.
Sounded good, Coach.
Oh, my God. He's Captain Indestructo.
That was Georgia Bulldogs head coach Mark Fox.
That's great.
That's bad. I'm going to email him.
Our interns are Tommy Guns, Tony Fish. Just the Jackie Robinson West story makes me feel awful.
It really is. I watched some of the TV stuff last night out of curiosity more than anything else, but I did watch some TV, and oh my God, I was embarrassed for mankind. Just embarrassing. And there's people embarrassed themselves today in print all over the place too. Two guys who didn't. Rex Hupke, Steve Rosenblum.
Right.
Everybody else, idiot. What are you talking about?
You're champions to meet. Why?
I don't know why. Hey, because they didn't have anybody older than 12 or 13. Don't you know that? That's important. That's not how they cheated. And if you don't cheat that way, then you didn't cheat.
It's just really, it's unfortunate. There's a lot of ass showing going on in the city
pathetic,
right now. It's pathetic. Like I say, it's almost fictional. It reminds me of one of these fictionalized Good Wife episodes about Chicago politics and venal.
Did you go, oh, that'll never happen, and then you go,
please, right.
Maybe it would.
The timing of the mayoral election and the pandering for black votes and the fact that that kind of pandering would result in black votes is what I find
would even be more
unfortunate.
Frightening.
That would be even more frightening.
Yeah, he feels like he's lost a lot of the black votes. And I'm thinking, okay, well, I mean, if you weren't such a pudwack, maybe you wouldn't have lost them in the first place. But doing this, seriously?
And don't forget that he used this, that Rahm Emanuel used the success of this team to distract people over the summer when the violence started heating up again, when all the gang violence again was drawing headlines. The shiny object was this team.
Yeah.
And he was that's why the city was so involved, because it was so easy to try to say, oh, forget about that. Don't worry about that. Look at this. Yeah, happy right. Bringing the city together. Look at all this.
Pathetic. I was just sick to my stomach last night.
The TV news.
Oh, that's
what are you running for office too?
Must be.
I mean, seriously, that you talk about groveling and pandering.
That's what they did.
You got TV broadcasters as if they need black votes too.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
I don't know.
Tell the story. Be honest with your viewers.
Apparently they can't. I mean, it just is something, a line they won't cross into being honest about this. They won't cross it. At least not that I saw. Maybe somebody did. And then the papers this morning, that did nothing to cheer me up. Usual suspects, awful.
Hey, Chris Ronji.
Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Chris Ronji. The Wolves are home Friday at 7 and Sunday at 4 at Allstate Arena. Go to ChicagoWolves.com. Earlier this week, Coach Tom Thibodeau said there have been more injuries with this year's team than he's ever seen. That's still the case for the Bulls today with the Cavaliers in town tonight.
Injuries are part of the game. You deal with it. Hopefully you're building the right habits with all the other guys. And that's what we have to do. It's how quickly we can adapt to change.
They are going to have to continue to adapt. Jimmy Butler is going to sit out tonight with a strained shoulder. His status for the All-Star game is now uncertain. Kirk Heinrich is out as well. Elsewhere, that four-year contract to make George Karl the head coach of the Kings is now official. Baseball James Shields confirmed that the Cubs were one of his two final destinations that he was thinking about before choosing San Diego. The Cubs reportedly offering 3 years at $60 million. After another loss last night, the Blackhawks take the night off. They will play the Devils tomorrow, and we've got college basketball on the score tonight. It'll be the Fighting Illini taking on Michigan. Our broadcast will start at 7:30. This update brought to you by Rosen Honda, where you can save a fistful of dollars. And Blackhawks coverage on the score presented by Bud Light, the official beer of the Chicago Blackhawks. Bud Light, the perfect beer for whatever happens. I'm Chris Ronji, and you're listening to the number one sports station in Chicago, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
1:30 Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Should be talking to my old buddy Reggie Theus in just a few moments, but I need to have some fun with something.
Okay.
You know, and even just talking about Tark or living some of the old times is fine. I just, after last night and this morning again, you know, I'm just in the pit of my stomach. It's just making me sick. It really is. It's just getting to me.
What bothers me too, what fundamentally bothers me is how the kids are continuing to be wronged.
I know.
That the horrible examples set by adults, and the kids are being used.
Mm-hmm.
They were used by adults to try to cheat to win a baseball tournament. Now they're being used all over again.
Yep.
Used by Jesse Jackson. Used by Michael Flager.
Mm-hmm.
Used by the parents who are out there trying to now give me money for college. I'm setting up a fund.
Yeah.
I mean, some of this stuff is
just
literally reading from scripted talking points while Jesse's standing there being used as shields, used to protect these people, mm-hmm. used by these lawyers.
Yep.
Instead of trying to come clean with them and explain to them these examples, good luck to them. Good luck to the kids. Because all they get from the ostensible adult role models in their lives, it should be important to them, their parents, their coaches, their own community leaders, cheat to win, throw a tantrum when you get caught cheating, and then pretend it didn't happen.
Pretend it didn't happen, and make sure you point out that there weren't any older players on the team. They didn't do that. If they didn't do that, then I don't really think they're cheating, I heard. There weren't any older players, and I don't really think they were cheating.
It's an immense disappointment.
It is, yeah. It's been, you know, a couple days of it, and it's just, you know, some things seem so easy and explain it, and you don't need them. It's a press conference yesterday, pure nonsense. And if you want to issue a statement, just tell the truth and move on with it. Pick a better cause. I'm sure there are better than that. That goes for the mayor too. I know he's, you know, trying to dig out the black vote because he feels like he doesn't have much of a percentage at this point. But I mean, he's not exactly running against Secretariat. In this, unless I'm missing something, these four other candidates. But yeah, he lets me down too. Adamant. You're going to go see if we can take this. Oh, give them back their title.
The enabling, the number of people. Oh, they're still champions. Yeah, whether it's Kenny Williams or Joakim Noah or anybody else. Oh, they're not champions. There is an objective truth here.
Yeah.
And you help them create a world where there's no accountability.
Correct.
And the false idea too of. And I saw that even the Tribune editorial, don't blame the kids. Nobody's blaming them.
Nobody blamed them.
At no point.
That's the way around this. Actually, you know, you do it that way. That way you don't have to be harsh with anybody. You know what I mean? You can say, I won't blame the kids. Come on now. Well, that's not really what nobody is.
I haven't heard a single person blame the kids. Yet everybody says, don't blame the kids.
That's an easier one than writing, what are you doing? What are you doing? That's your editorial. What are you doing? Why are we doing this? What do we hope to accomplish? Is this what we want? Is all this important enough to you to appear like idiots? All of it? Is it really? A baseball championship? Is that important? That you would do this? But that's not the editorial. Yeah, everybody, you know, thank God for Rex Hupke and Steve Rosenblum.
Yep, I don't know what the marching orders are for television news in this town.
Oh, you know what? It's too much of a coincidence unless those were the marching orders. Too much. Too much.
Pandering.
Yes.
Shameful pandering.
Yes.
No, not a single truth teller.
Nope.
Not anybody willing to say what the hell's going on here.
That's correct.
Taking part in it. Part of this alternate reality.
It'd actually be good for them to hear that from these people rather than this. It'd really be good for them to hear this. Because I think they're getting to the spot, too, where they don't believe they did anything wrong when you listen to them. So
they're being told they didn't.
I know. They are there. Great for the city, huh? We look really smart and sharp and right on point in this one, don't we?
Yeah. You can't let youth baseball mean this much to you if you're a grown adult. And that doesn't just mean their coaches.
Correct.
It means everybody.
Correct.
It means everybody should be ashamed. Everybody from, this was such a wonderful distraction, or this helped uplift a community, this warmed my heart, then that's on you. That's part of the problem. You're part of the problem. It's one thing to say it's a nice story. It's another thing to think that somehow this is making some societal difference.
Yeah, I know.
But I saw the comment earlier, I forget where, that the irony of now to cynically, sourly claim racism, when in fact this whole story was one of the most inclusive stories we've had in this town in a long time. The way it actually happened.
Mm-hmm.
If you looked at the faces of the people who were out celebrating and everybody involved enjoying it, it was the story itself was one of the most inclusive stories. It had nothing to do with the color of anyone's skin at that point, the joy of the story. So now to turn around and twist it and say somehow there's this plot, everyone's out to get you. Out to get you. Even though everyone loved the story, somehow there's a motivation that everyone involved is out to get you because.
Yeah, they want to know what they want to talk to the Little League, so he's going to.
Yeah,
they want to know what happened here.
It's wrong and it sucks. And the grandstanding of the mayor, watch me call the league.
Yeah,
and then I'm gonna leak the fact that I called the league, and everybody's going to know that I called the league.
Tough guy called the league.
Yeah.
Amazing. It would have been so simple. And you know what? You can't take away. Nobody's taking away your memories. If you had a good time, you had a good time. You have to take that away. It's not like it didn't happen. You had your fun.
We're hopeful to have a conversation with Reggie Theus in just a little bit. You've got Boers and Bernstein on the score.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, you're listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's original sports talk station. Visit your local Hyundai dealer for a test drive today.
Wow her this Valentine's Day with a spa day. Call the spa at Eaglewood Resort in Itasca to order your gift card today. 630-773-1400 or eaglewoodresort.com. Special $25 certificate with a purchase of $150 or more. Buffalo Wild Wings Old Orchard is opening Sunday, February 8th at 11 a.m. See their great new design with tons of HDTVs and 40 beers on tap. Come out for beer tastings and sign up to win raffle prizes. Must be 21 to enter. Buffalo Wild Wings Old Orchard on the west side of the mall by the green parking garage. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
And I mean really running out of time. So here's what you do. Just think Sherry's Berries and all will be well. Unless, of course, your wife or girlfriend doesn't like a box of decadent, delicious giant strawberries dipped in dark chocolatey goodness and topped with chocolate chips, a decorative swizzle, or chopped nuts. Did I mention that they're fresh, juicy, and unbelievably tasty? Whew, they are. What I haven't mentioned is that members of my family have had in the last couple of years that absolutely love them. The girls in the office brought them in last week. Oh, my God. And just for the record, I love them too. And the best thing is that you can get a box of these giant dipped strawberries starting at just $19.99. That's a better than 40% savings right from the start. One more thing. Because my listeners have been so loyal, you can double the amount of berries for just $10 more by using the code name Boers. You will want to do that. This is quick and easy, and it keeps you sane. Just go to Berries.com. That's BERRIES.com, the place you order. To get your special deal, just click on the microphone in the top right-hand corner and type in my last name, Boers. That's B-O-E-R-S. You won't be sorry.
All incentives applied, plus license, title, tax, and dock fee on a courtesy car lease. 24 months for an SRX or 36 months for a 2.5-liter ATS. 10,000 miles per year and 25 cents per mile over. See dealer for details or visit wildcadillac.com. Offers good for 3 days following this message.
You hear that? All that fast talking? That's called Z-copy. Car dealers have to say it, but they don't want you to hear it. I'm Irwin Weil at Wild Cadillac in Libertyville. Here's what I want to say, and here's what I want you to hear. If you want a new Cadillac, get it from me. I'll do whatever it takes to make it worth your while.
Right now at Wild Cadillac, you can lease a 2015 SRX for $339 a month. $339 a month for a 2015 SRX.
$339 a month. That's pretty simple.
How about a 2015 ATS for $299 a month? $299 a month. That's simple, too.
Forget that fast-talking Z-copy. Forget the small print. Get your next Cadillac from me and visit wildcadillac.com. I'll make it worth your while at Wild Cadillac in Libertyville.
Wild Cadillac in Libertyville. It's a beautiful place in the country.
Wild Cadillac is now open Saturday for service. Visit us at wildcadillac.com.
So I'm here to tell you about an amazing new acne treatment that even Proactiv says is better than Proactiv. It's called Proactiv Plus. You know, millions of people have turned to Proactiv, but Proactiv Plus, it works faster and better than before. So if your goal is a flawless complexion, call 1-800-244-1946. All of today's callers will also get two free gifts with their 60-day risk-free trial. So the number is 1-800-244-1946. 1-800-244-1946.
Did you know for less than a dollar a day, you could save thousands in future medical costs? The solution is the OneTouch Mail-R Medical Personal Protection Plan featuring the Medical Alert System. At the touch of a button, Mail-R Medical will provide assistance 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. You just plug the unit into a power outlet and connect to a phone line. For more information, call 1-800-760-2067. That's 1-800-760-2067.
This Friday, if you're looking for a reason to go to paradise, Hawaii Five-O has oh so many.
Let's go, come on.
Like McGarrett and Dano.
Should we call for backup?
You're my backup.
Last time you said that, I got shot in the shoulder.
Chin Ho.
Don't move a muscle.
Kono.
I admire the confidence.
Comes with a badge.
Grover.
Wherever you go, trouble follows.
That's funny coming from you.
And even.
Booyah.
Jerry.
We make a great team.
Should be good.
Hawaii Five-O, CBS Friday.
CBS Monday. Meet Caroline and Max.
You only live once. YOLO. And you only live till the next time you say YOLO.
These two broke girls.
The cheap toothpaste we've been using is really diaper free. On the plus side, that rash cleared up on my gums.
Are TV's two best friends.
Why are you acting weird? Pets are not my thing. I already have something needy and fluffy that'll die if I don't take care of it. You.
And they're too funny to miss.
I said something today I never thought I'd say. Thank you.
Two broke girls. Monday. Only CBS.
Unbelievable.
Radio's best personalities.
Kevin and Bean shows.
Got Shannon in the morning.
Your favorite music from the biggest stars.
Hey guys, I'm Iggy Azalea.
Hi, I'm Tim McGraw.
Radio.com has the latest in music news, on-demand shows, and is the destination for CBS events and concerts.
The ACM.
The Grammy goes too.
Music, news, sports, and interactive content.
Radio.com.
CBS Tuesday.
My favorite TV shows are on Tuesdays.
America's favorite agents.
Tony DiNozzo, friend of the ladies.
Are on the case.
Allow me to work my way from the horrific to the curious.
See why NCIS is TV's number one show.
I'm impressed.
Let's go.
Just because I make it look easy doesn't mean it is.
This is exciting stuff.
That's not nothing.
No, that's something.
NCIS, Tuesday, only CBS.
What kind of cake will they serve at your retirement party? Chocolate? Red velvet? Or how about something exotic, like a French petit gâteau? Well, go ahead and call the bakery, because whether you plan to retire in 15 years or 50, a State Farm agent can help you take charge of your retirement and help make it seem like, well,
a piece of cake.
To find a State Farm agent near you, call 1-800-STATE-FARM or visit statefarm.com. Neither State Farm nor its agents provide tax, legal, or investment advice. Consult your own advisor regarding your particular circumstances.
You talked before about showing your ass, right? There's a whole lot of people that I didn't think, you know, were this, like, awful, kind of goofy, kind of, what are you talking about? I'm learning that now. You know what I mean? I didn't think that of some. I thought they're pretty level-headed. I may not have, you know, known them or liked them or whatever, but just, you know, from a distance. And this stuff is bringing it out. This stuff is bringing it out. I'm able to change my opinions on the fly now because I see what happens.
Why say something like that?
I don't know. I guess their stance is that, you know, we didn't use anybody over age, so that,
that has nothing to do. That's not for what they're being punished. They're being punished for boundary violations.
I think that's the one that really violates it, though, when you use older kids, because that really
it doesn't matter. That's just a distraction from. It has nothing to do with what anybody else has done.
I know.
Whether it's Petrie City or with their paperwork or anybody else.
Yeah, they're going to examine everyone. They're going to take a look at everyone. Every one of them.
I don't understand it.
No.
Teach the truth, not some phony reality.
You know, it sounds like such a simple concept, doesn't it? But do you think that's what's happening?
No. Matt says the sad thing is there's so many historical injustices directly or indirectly aimed at Chicago's black community. Redlining, restrictive covenants, police brutality, lack of fairness in sentencing. Recent issues such as schools and mental health facility closures, cuts to public transportation that disproportionately affect poor black neighborhoods, that it's hard to fathom why this is the hill people are choosing to die on, despite the fact that the cheating is right there for anyone paying attention. It's just a lot easier to grandstand and exploit these kids than to address real issues. This applies to Rahm, to Jesse, to every single disingenuous jackass portraying Little League damn baseball as some sort of BS representation of current social injustices when the actual injustices are right there for anyone who cares to look.
Yeah, those are too tough, though.
Yeah, Matt, that's well said.
Those are too tough to take on.
That's what makes me really angry.
Yeah, that's the kind of stuff. Those are tough things, though. You don't want to tackle the tough things. This is much easier. This is a much easier fight for you.
It sucks.
I know.
It just, it really makes me angry and sad.
Yep.
D in Naperville, you're on the score.
Hi. Yeah, I listened to your program yesterday and now today. And yesterday I thought I distinctly did hear one of your hosts, I think it was Dan, saying that he did blame the kids. That he does blame the kids.
I never said that.
Because
they're not kids,
they're not babies.
I did not say that.
Well, one of the hosts
Here, look, here's what I said. They knew what was going on.
Yeah.
They know where those players are from. If you don't think that when they're on a buddy they play with on another team shows up, you don't think they know that's wrong?
Well, I had three boys who played Little League, never got as far as Williamsport. But, yes, they knew there were geographical boundaries. However, if your parent says, hey, you know, we got a pass for this, or we got an override, or we got a waiver, or something to that effect, the kid does not really know whether it was or was not legit. And the kid is not a lawyer. He's not going to file a lawsuit against his own parents or the team coach.
No, I don't believe that.
The parents are saying to him, you're allowed to play this. We've checked with the authorities.
Right.
The
question isn't, indeed, that's really neither here nor there. It doesn't matter whether the kids knew or not. I don't think the kids had any recourse, even if they did know. I don't think any kid is going to stand up and say, this is wrong, we're cheating, we shouldn't do this.
I didn't say there was a recourse for it. I just think they knew. There's no recourse. Then they can do about it. They're going to play.
Whether they knew is different than saying whether they could or should have done anything about it.
Yeah, I know they couldn't have.
Right, because the majority of them are 12, and they don't have authority over. I don't actually think the title should have been taken away from them.
Now, we can tell by their tone here, yeah, because cheating is okay with you.
No,
if you're taking that stance, cheating is okay
people.
With you.
No,
cheating's okay with you then.
You're
That's
punishing
what you're saying.
The wrong people.
No, you know who gets punished when people cheat? Everybody they beat.
Well, I hold Little League responsible because they ought to be checking verifying addresses before they let them play,
Lord.
Before they buy a plane ticket to Williamsport.
When they found out, they ruled.
But that was after the fact.
The shoe been on the other foot? Had they found out that if the Las Vegas team beat them and they found out that Las Vegas was importing players from outside their allowed boundaries?
Because I think that was their entire district.
But that was their district. They had a large district because it's not
state.
As dense. Do you understand population density, the concept of that, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, then either you do or you don't. That's how the district.
You really don't have an argument for it because you can't. They cheated.
You don't have a leg to stand on.
My final point is simply that I have done things like be an election judge where you have to verify your address.
Right, but they don't.
This
isn't a government. This isn't a government. They don't have the. If they want to eventually, and maybe they'll try to spend that money. Do you know the expense and the difficulty of sending people to find everybody's home to actually go see? Do you live
everywhere in the country
what,
for this tournament?
What happens? So it always happens after the fact.
Yeah, right.
When Linwood celebrates one of their own, it raises eyebrows. That's what happened. There was a big celebration, and they said, wait a sec, this isn't kosher. And then they got that information, and they ruled on it.
And South Holland got pulled in.
The people who are in charge, like the coaches,
it doesn't matter. The fact is, you're condoning cheating.
No,
that's what
wait a minute.
Yes, you are.
They could have signed an affidavit that says everyone here is lived at the address that they're stating.
They do sign that. That's why the guy got fired.
Well, if they sign it...
Well,
then
what?
They should be taking the responsibility.
They're fired. The administrator fired.
Well,
the
if you win something cheating, don't say not the kids, because if you win something cheating, and if somebody finds out, they're going to take it away. I don't know what you're talking about, Dee.
Let me use one last quick analogy, then I'll get off and let somebody else talk. Let's say you're an employee in a big factory. You get a salary. You know, you're doing your job and you do it very well. And let's say that your boss who owns the factory doesn't pay income taxes. Does that mean every single person in the factory should lose their job?
That is a completely false equivalency, and you know it.
That's not even close to
it's
this.
It's not
I'm
even
just
close.
Saying, the only job that you were supposed to do was to play baseball, and they did it very well.
Cheating.
That cheating.
With players who
Can
shouldn't
you say
have been
that
there.
Word, Dee, cheating?
They greased the ball. If they tried to trip a kid as he rounded third base,
there were players
God.
Playing.
Then I say, blame the kid.
Do you understand the concept of ineligibility?
Yes, and it should
no,
have been
you
verified
don't.
Before.
You don't understand the concept.
You don't care.
You don't care.
You don't care.
Before D, they
you're,
ever
D,
even played one game
D,
in the playoffs.
You're an awful example for your children.
You really are. Get out of Little League. If you got anything in Little League, get the hell out
you're
of there.
You're a terrible example.
The factory.
They're done with Little League.
Yeah,
but,
fortunately,
you know.
Right. You know what? But if this is the way you look at things, you're still a bad example for them. And whatever they're doing.
Well, I want to use one more example. I work at a food pantry. Every single person who comes to get free groceries has to bring a utility bill every month. We don't know if they would move
they
from
submitted,
one month to the next.
They submitted a phony map. They submitted phony documentation. They submitted
phony information.
They falsified their district map.
Hopeless. Dee, you're hopeless. You really are. You condone cheating. Goodbye. Take a hike.
A crappy example she is.
I know. There you go. There you have it.
Here's Tony on the score. Hi, Tony.
Hey, how you doing? Obviously, you know the analogy. Isaiah Thomas, West Side Chicago, then shot it all the way out to where St. Joseph's is.
Yeah, it's a private school, though. When we brought that up yesterday, the response there was the rules were different when you had a private school involved.
Okay. Another thing I kind of noticed is
and again, that has nothing to do with this, by the way.
Yeah, it but you know, that's a technicality that happened. And then I was also
listening to some other
programs. Throughout, I wish I could have called in, but they said that the map wasn't updated properly, and that's another just bad communication piece within the league.
It's not that it wasn't updated. It was falsified. It was falsified. If you read the reporting and read what happened, they decided to submit a map that included areas that had other established Little League teams without contacting the directors of those leagues per the rules. And then after the fact, they said, oh, by the way, will you approve this? And the other league directors said, you did what? No, we're not approving that. They got caught.
It took them a while for them to catch that up.
It doesn't matter. It did
take them a really long while.
It doesn't matter. That's not an issue.
So what's your point,
Tony?
The
fact is they found out.
Yeah. They cheated. So what's your point?
My point is this. I just really think that
cheating is okay.
They really dug real deep. To make sure.
Is it because they're black?
Oh, yeah, they're out to get them because they're black, right?
Right.
I mean, look.
Say yes or no.
Just say yes or no.
That could be a high possibility.
Oh, my God.
Please. This city sucks.
This city does suck.
This city sucks.
Damn, Reggie opens up with these people.
Right. Yeah, Reggie Thee is going to end up with this. Blame it on him. Eldon Ham coming up at the top of the hour. We'll find out about this phony baloney lawsuit that's coming up. Boers and Bernstein, you've got the score.
MullyandHanley.com is being brought to you by Home Run Inn Pizza, Chicago's original thin crust.
Guys, if you really want to dominate Valentine's Day, skip the roses and send the 50 Shades of Grey Bear instead. Just in time for the movie opening, he's available exclusively at VermontTeddyBear.com. Specially designed for fans of the best-selling story, the 50 Shades of Grey Bear even comes with his own set of mini handcuffs. If you don't think she's into that kind of thing, think again. She read the book and can't wait for the movie. Indulge her and your darkest desires. Tie down the limited edition 50 Shades of Grey Bear at VermontTeddyBear.com. That's VermontTeddyBear.com. She can't help but submit to loving him and you. Valentine's delivery is guaranteed, so call 1-800-829-BEAR or click the banner to visit VermontTeddyBear.com.
It's Saturday, so if you really want to dominate this Valentine's Day, skip the roses and send the 50 Shades of Grey Bear instead. Just in time for the movie opening, he is available exclusively at VermontTeddyBear.com. Specially designed for fans of the best-selling story, The 50 Shades of Grey Bear even comes with his own set of mini handcuffs. And if you don't think she's into that kind of thing, well, think again, because she is. She read the book, and she cannot wait for the movie. Indulge her and your darkest desires. Tie down the limited edition 50 Shades of Grey Bear at VermontTeddyBear.com. That's VermontTeddyBear.com. She can't help but submit to loving him and you. Overnight delivery guaranteed. To dominate Valentine's Day, call 1-800-829-BEAR or visit VermontTeddyBear.com and tell them.
An important message for all Americans who owe $7,500 or more in back taxes to the IRS. The tax pros at OIC Tax can help you. Call 800-416-4460 to find out if you qualify for the IRS's financial hardship program. OIC Tax can stop the IRS from garnishing your wages and help you get back on track with your tax problems. Call 800-416-4460 for a free consultation. That's 800-416-4460. 800-416-4460. Call now.
CBS Thursday.
Prepare to weep at the glory of my genius.
When you're America's favorite geeks.
Yeah!
That's big.
Paradigm-shifting news, gentlemen.
When you're the number one comedy on television.
You used to it yet?
No.
Me neither.
That's big.
Does it get any better than this?
When you're having your biggest season ever.
My brain is better than everybody!
That's Big Bang.
Yeah!
The Big Bang Theory, Thursday, only CBS.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call We Speak Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call 800-675-5208. 800-675-5208. That's 800-675-5208. 800-675-5208.
My name is Harold Finch. I built a machine of unrivaled power. The machine detects ordinary crimes before they happen.
You can call me Reese. In another life, I worked for the government, hunting down the world's most dangerous men. Now I stop bad things from happening to good people.
You've taken very good care of me.
My friend and I help people in trouble.
Thank you for giving me my life back. The world is better off with both of us in it.
The hit drama, Person of Interest, CBS Tuesday.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called Pay for Performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-2412. 800-821-2412.
Perhaps when you think cruise, you'd imagine staged entertainment, excessive dining, dressy attire, and stops in only a few major ports. Hurtigruten is none of that. On board our smaller ships, you're in good company with like-minded, active, inquisitive travelers. Norway's celebrated Hurtigruten route includes over 1,000 miles of stunning coastline. Find your voyage today by calling 855-370-2651. On a Hurtigruten voyage, you don't just visit Norway, you become part of it. Call 855-370-2651 today.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. This is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago.